Hi everybody, the complex PTSD guy here. I'll start up by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to talk about something that I actually saw recently on the news, and it's something that I'm pretty sure I've never discussed on here before, but it was something that is extremely relatable. And I think people with complex PTSD, I'm going to explain why I think this happens to us more often, or why it can happen to us more often. And it's because of our symptoms, by the way. But I saw on a news site on the internet that a woman had a complete freak out. Like, she blew up. She screamed and yelled and hollered at an airline terminal. So she was at an airport at, I think, LAX in Los Angeles, and she blew up. She absolutely blew up because when she got to the terminal, they told her, your flight has already taken off. It's been rescheduled for tomorrow. Your new flight, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Or they said, your flight will be tomorrow or something of that nature, right? The flight's not going to take off, or you missed it, whatever. And she positively just went berserk. She just said outlandish things, and she was hollering and yelling, epic meltdown, right? And lo and behold, come to find out, she was at the wrong terminal, and her plane was still at the right terminal. So she was wrong. Right? She was wrong, but she was so mad. And I want to describe, so once she found out her plane had not taken off, it was like, oh, you know, everything's fine. And she kind of laughed about it. But I don't think the airport employees laughed about it, right? Maybe they did, you know, once she stopped yelling at them. But in the moment, she's like screaming at somebody, right? So I want to explain, one, starting out, I'm not saying this woman has complex PTSD, but this is a scenario. And the important thing here is she was wrong, but she was really mad. It's a very relatable scenario, I know, for myself, and I think a lot of other people with complex PTSD. And I wouldn't say that I don't blow up like that, like what she did, but there have been moments where I was 100% certain I was right about something, and I was mad about it, and I was certain I was right, and come to find out I was wrong. And I think that this can happen more often for people with complex PTSD, and I'm going to explain why. So, number one, if you come from trauma or abuse, and if you have the triggers that I always talk about, feelings of incompetence and people's behavior not making sense, I think that we tend to see behaviors in other people that are warning signs to our brain, saying this person is going to pull a fast one on you, this person's out to get you, this person, blah, 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 this person has this behavior, and they're acting a certain way. And you know, let's say something goes missing and you immediately think that person did it. Like, you know, all of a sudden something that you had, you think they took it or something, right? Let's just throw a totally random example. And you completely blow up on them and you're certain they took something that was yours, or they did something behind your back, or they're the ones that did this and you know they did it. And come to find out, they had nothing to do with it, and they don't have any idea why you even think this about them. So you're wrong, right? So I think that that can happen more because if you come from trauma and you already have a feeling of people's behavior doesn't make sense, that could be a trigger right there where you're not thinking clearly when you're around that person. Because for whatever reason, their behavior doesn't make sense to you, and it's a trigger. Another thing is, maybe they do things in a very certain way that makes you feel like it's not making sense. So it's very similar to someone's behavior not making sense, but it can make you feel incompetent. It can be the trigger for feelings of incompetence. So a lot of times when we're around a person whose behavior does not make sense, it's also a trigger for feelings of incompetence. They go hand in hand. And so I think that it can, we can almost walk ourselves into the scenario to be wrong when we're around them. Because we're stressed out, number one, your mind is not focused and your thinking is foggy. It's like your thinking is skewed and you're prejudging. You're prejudging this person. And any little thing that can be very unusual that might happen around them, you're just going to be like, I know you did this. I know you had something to do with this, or why'd you do this? I know it was you. It was nobody else. There's no way anybody else did this. And then it turns out you're wrong, right? You're wrong. It was somebody else. Somebody else happened to do something and they just happened to be around this person. But you just didn't think anything about them because maybe their behavior makes sense to you, the other person. It's the one who doesn't make sense to you, who's sort of bothering you in some way. You think they did it and you blame them. So now all of a sudden you have to apologize or you feel really stupid, which is feelings of incompetence. And then you start beating yourself up and you feel bad maybe the whole rest of the week. And the most important thing, if you do this, is to immediately forgive yourself. Forgive yourself that you screwed up and do not beat yourself up, because I think that's the worst part about it, besides blowing up and having to say you're sorry. The worst part is beating yourself up and feeling depressed all week about it, because that's not going to do you any good. So immediately forgive yourself. The other important thing here, and this relates back to the fact that I said true crime when I was studying, I didn't go to school to study it, but when I was learning about true crime last year and I learned the difference between critical thinking and logical thinking, this absolutely relates to this, because I learned how to put on my logical thinking cap when I was studying true crime. This would be the same scenario. Look at this person who you are prejudging in a logical way. Just think to yourself, okay, this person's just different. They're just different. They're doing things that would normally trigger my two main triggers, but they're just different. They're just a different person. It does not mean A, B, C, and D just because they're different. Think of it more logically. Have they ever done anything bad to me? No, they have not. Look at it logically. Don't assume and don't prejudge, because we tend to be critical thinkers where we're thinking, but we're not logical thinkers, or at least I'm not. And I think a lot of people with complex PTSD are right-brained people. We overuse our right brain. A lot of that is that emotional, kind of artistic kind of people. Mathematics and logic a lot of times is not our forte. But you might have complex PTSD and be a math genius. I don't know. But I think a lot of the times it's almost like we're predisposed or we're set up for these blow-up scenarios to happen more. And I'm explaining why. I think that we can, when we're prejudging and we're setting ourselves up for it, any little thing is going to feel like a bam, like they're really getting you or something, but they might not have anything to do with it. Or maybe they accidentally did something, but you already had it in your mind that they were going to do something to you and you blow up at them, right? And if you didn't already have it in your mind that they were going to do something to you, you wouldn't blow up at them. You would probably just be like, why'd you do that? Or where'd that come from, right? You don't want to have it preset in your mind they're going to do something. And so this woman who blew up at the airport, airports are very stressful. And airports are not the best place for it's not a place where a lot of times you get a lot of time to think or be patient. So a lot of blow-ups happen there. And this woman, again, I have no idea. I'm not saying she has complex PTSD, but the way she responded and then she was wrong when it sure seemed like she was right about it, because boy, was she mad. She was wrong. It wasn't even her flight terminal. She was at the wrong terminal. And so patience and thinking things out is so important when you're hot under the collar, right? When you're hot, patience and breathing and taking your time and thinking things out is huge. It's a huge savior in all this. Forgiving yourself if you do blow up, and don't prejudge your future self in the sense of, this always happens to me, it'll never get better. You know, the world's just out to get me. Don't think that way. You know, don't set yourself up even more. Just think, oh, it was just a fluke. Just think it was a fluke. Like the woman at the airport, if she had gone up there and you know, if they were to say, oh, the flight's been moved, they might have been saying that kind of out of turn. She just came up to their terminal, so they assumed, oh, she's here for this flight, it's been rescheduled. So they just said that the flight's been rescheduled without her even saying, is this flight Delta blah blah blah, is this flight number blah blah blah. And then they would have been like, oh, it's not that number, your flight's down there, right? That would solve the problem. But see, somebody probably just assumed something. Maybe both people assumed, and it led to that. So anyway, I do think that us people with complex PTSD, I do think that we are more predisposed for this to happen. So if this feels like it happens to you a lot, I know it's happened to me a lot. One, I think it can happen to us more from what I explained. And two, I think it affects us more. It really affects us and our feelings. If you struggle with feelings of incompetence, it's a huge gut punch when you're so certain you're right and then you're wrong. And it's just a heightened alert thing. And then it's a wallowing in the misery of it when we're wrong thing. So I think it affects us more, especially if you ride with your feelings like I do, right? I told you guys, my therapist told me that, my counselor who I'm seeing. I only have about 6 more sessions with her, by the way, and then I'm all done. But she told me I ride with my feelings, and I do. I let my feelings get the best of me, and you have to just breathe and think more clearly. And think more logically, you know. So I just wanted to share that because I think it's a scenario I've never shared before. But when I saw this on the news and I saw that she was wrong about something she was so right about, I thought, wow, I've been there before numerous times, and it's a terrible feeling. But I do think that a lot of us, we can struggle with it more because of complex PTSD. So this is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.